Good afternoon, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. President Trump has signed an unprecedented $2.2 trillion economic rescue package into law. It comes after swift and near unanimous action by Congress this week. The package will support businesses, rush resources to overburdened healthcare providers, and help struggling families during the deepening coronavirus epidemic. As he signed the bill today, Trump declared it will deliver urgently needed relief. He thanked members of both major parties for putting Americans first. The House passed the legislation earlier today by voice vote. The legislation will speed government payments of $1,200 to most Americans and increase jobless benefits for millions of people thrown out of work. Businesses, big and small, will get loans, grants, and tax breaks. Also today, Trump issued an order that seeks to force General Motors to produce ventilators for coronavirus patients under the Defense Production Act. Trump says negotiations with General Motors had been productive, but our fight against the virus is too urgent to allow the give and take of the contracting process to continue to run its normal course. Trump says GM was wasting time and says his actions will help ensure the quick production of ventilators that will save American lives. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is ordering that anyone arriving in the state from Louisiana must self-quarantine because of the coronavirus pandemic. DeSantis said today he is expanding his quarantine order to include Louisiana after officials in the lightly hit panhandle worry that people will flee New Orleans as the number of positive tests there climb. DeSantis already issued identical restrictions on travelers arriving from the New York area. He said the Florida Highway Patrol will set up checkpoints to screen cars arriving from Louisiana. The Florida Department of Health reports that as of this afternoon, there have been 2,900 people who have tested positive for COVID-19 in the state. 34 people have died. Here's the county-by-county breakdown of positive coronavirus tests for the Tampa Bay area. In Hillsborough, there are 167. In Pinellas, 77. There are 28 in Manatee, 40 in Sarasota, 5 in Charlotte, 23 in Pasco, 10 in Hernando, 11 in Citrus, and 26 in Polk. Hillsborough County Emergency Management has secured 1,000 additional testing collection kits from the state of Florida in anticipation of relaunching its COVID-19 testing site at Raymond James Stadium. Officials are still working to secure the needed personal protective equipment that is required by the medical teams working at the site. Hillsborough's Safer at Home order begins tonight at 10. A similar rule kicked in yesterday in Pinellas County. In a press briefing this afternoon, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says Florida is following the tailored approach to coronavirus response that President Trump favors, rather than a uniform statewide response. Construction work has been allowed to continue across most of Florida despite the spread of coronavirus, but Jenny Stiletovich reports some condo residents are worried about construction sites spreading the virus.
At Flamingo Point, Miami Beach's sprawling 16-acre condominium, workers are still clocking in every day.
Common sense would say you don't bring a bunch of people into an active community with people actively exposed to coronavirus, you know, and then have them leave at the end of the day, go around our county back to their residences and their homes.
Jesse Uzel is a resident who's worried about his pregnant wife and an elderly neighbor.
I have sympathy for these construction workers.
While some cities like Boston have shut down construction sites, South Florida keeps building, relying on owners to screen workers. Miami Beach says it's doing regular inspections and could shut down a site for violating CDC guidelines. They say so far they haven't found any. The Associated General Contractors of America has also advised workers not to share tools. Residents at the Flamingo, who have repeatedly complained to City Hall, have snapped pictures of carpooling workers climbing out of cars together and congregating.
You have this risk of exposure that was just going to grow if they don't pause the construction. So I feel like it's profit over people.
Neither the property manager nor Gricon Construction, the company doing the work at the Flamingo, responded to phone and email messages. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
An investigation at a Seattle area nursing home concludes that symptoms are not enough to identify who is infected once the coronavirus enters a long-term care facility. People without symptoms could have the virus, so it won't work to simply separate residents with symptoms from the others. The report released today concluded that as soon as there's a confirmed case, all healthcare workers should don masks and other protective garments, it also recommended that residents be isolated as much as possible. Well, tonight it'll be clear with overnight low temperatures in the high 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and hot with near record high temperatures in the low 90s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on the WMNF smartphone app and on WMNF.org. Have a great weekend and be safe.